revival. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Come on. Come on, God. Thank you, God. Come on. Y'all do better than that. Put your hands together and encourage the woman of God. Amen. As she is coming. Amen. A true mother. Amen. Amen. True in what God designed her to be as a mother. Amen. As a daughter. Amen. As a spiritual daughter. Amen. But most of all, as a woman of God. We bless God for the word. Amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Not for me, but for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not for me, but for God. Hallelujah. 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 If there be any victory in the place this morning, we say hallelujah to you, God. We say hallelujah, God, for overcoming, oh God. God, we say hallelujah, oh God, for pressing forward, oh God. God, we say hallelujah, oh God, for standing up, oh God. We say hallelujah, because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be this morning, Jesus? Oh, yes, God. Thank you, God. Father, I decrease so that you can increase. God, that I will be an oracle for your word on this day, oh God. God, that the room would fill with your word and your presence, oh God, in this place, oh God. God, that your word wouldn't fall on vain ground, oh God. But God, it would enter into the ears of the people, oh God. And what's for them this day, oh God, they'll take it. And then what's not, God, we call it a spiritual garbage can, oh God, that they can use it for someone else later, God. And we thank you for your word, how it has to travel out, how it has to go forward in Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen, amen, amen. It was the song was on my heart this morning, and my mama was like, don't be singing to you, but I'm going to sing. Anointing. This is what I got to ask God to do for me. Fall on me, anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me, anointing, fall on me. How many of you know we can't do anything without God's anointing, right? Anointing. Even though I'm afraid, fall on me. I'm a little bit scared. Anointing. Fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be before you too long. Amen. Amen. If you would turn with me to John, St. John, amen, the second chapter. This message is so going to be so funny because of the way that we've read this scripture, amen. The way the scripture has been taught to us, amen. God gave me a little message out of it, amen, amen, amen. And if you don't know the characters in this particular script, in this particular verse, amen, it's Jesus and his mother, amen, amen. So I want to read for you, and it says, and the third day there was a marriage in Canaan of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they went, wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servants, this sounds like some of our mothers, whatsoever he say unto you, do it. Amen. Amen. So you had a mother back there telling the child, her child, because some of our mothers still think that we're children. Amen? Amen. So his mother was telling him that he was going to do it. Amen? Amen? So she said, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 fire kings apiece. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water, and then fill them up and bring them to me. My message this morning is, my mother, the vehicle to my destiny. Jesus' mother was the vehicle to his destiny, to what he had to fulfill. We all have a destiny. We all have, in the word destiny, events that will necessarily happen to a particular person or thing in the future. So Jesus was already destined to do great things. His mother was a vehicle used by God. Amen? Amen? So this vehicle that's being used by God is now saying to her son, these people ain't got no wine. So I'm going to break it down like for our time. They don't have no wine. And so she didn't say to him, go do it. She told the servants to bring him what he needed. Our mothers, the way that God was showing it to me, and this is for all mothers, because you have different mothers. Amen. Amen. Just like you got different shoes, you got different mothers. Amen. Thank you. Amen. And so what I was seeing was this. This vehicle, this vessel, this mother, who already was used by God in order for her to get pregnant with this greatness. Amen. So this greatness was telling his mother, like we do so many times when mama say, listen, I'm telling you X, Y, and Z. And I'm telling you that you might not want to do that. And how many times do we have to come counterclock to the mother and say, you know what, mama, I wish I would have listened. I wish I would have heard you, because there was something inside of you that God was using to get me to my destiny. Some women would say, well, my mother wasn't always a good mother, because we're doing live. So not only you in the sanctuary, so even the live. Some women will say, well, my mother wasn't there for me. My mother didn't raise me. My mother didn't do X, Y, and Z, but God still used her as the vehicle for your destiny. I can remember times ago when, you know, they say you're smelling yourself, you're getting grown, you know, you want to talk back. And so you're thinking that that talk back is you saying I'm standing up for myself. But really, it goes to the scripture of honor thy mother and thy father. And so some of us, when we've been taught that, right, in Sunday school and church, but then when we get grown, it disappears from our mind that that's what we're supposed to be doing. So knowing that she is that vehicle to my destiny, I still want to stand up bold to her and let her know, like, you can't tell me what to do. But how many of us know that God chose her, whether she's on crack, whether she was raped, come on now, whether she was abused, whether she was the best mother that you ever had, God chose her. So even Jesus was telling his mother that my time is not yet. But there was something that she knew that he didn't know. Let me say that again. And I'm going to say it on the other side. There were some things that she had been seen that he had not seen. And why we think it is small because it's wine, it's great because when I can humble myself for this vehicle, for this mother, for this person that God has given me, things then start to fall in place. Things then start to make sense. I don't want to bore you, so hold on. Let me take you a little bit further. Purpose. The reason for which something is done or for which something exists. So without your mother, the vehicle, you don't even exist. I like it how my mother tells my daughter. She say, without your mama, it won't be no you without me. So whatever you do for your mama, I'm going to need you to do that for me too. Wake up in here this morning. But that's what she tells her. She's letting her know that without me, your grandmother, it wouldn't be your mother, so it wouldn't be no you. So in order for me to exist today, I had to hold grasp to my mother. There were some things in my life, because I love to share my testimony. That'll wake you up too. That I was grown before my time. I thought that I had the answers, and it led me to places that I should not have been. But no one could ever prepare me for standing in this pulpit today. For the things that I had to go through, because I would not allow the vehicle that God gave me to raise me. My Lord. Bucking against her because I thought that I was grown. And you say, well, what that got to do with Jesus? Because Jesus even had a moment where he said, listen, it's not my time. But then he had to come back to grips that that's your mama. God gave you that mama. So guess what? Servants, go on and fill up with them pots. Do what he say, because he going to do it. Come on. I say, see y'all laughing. I was laughing too. I would say, God, you want me to take this to the pit? Yes, because sometimes we don't think about those things that are in the Bible that really we deal with everyday life. And if we take them and make them funny and say, you know what, that's my life. That's me. I'm who God is talking to. I was that one that was kicking. I was kicking against the grain. I said, no, I don't want to do that. I want to do this. Got me a baby at 16. I said, no, I don't want to do that either. Found me on the streets at 17. No, I don't want to do that either. Found me in a place called Hope House at 18, actually 17 and a half. Because 18, kicking against the grain, found me my first husband that was abusive. So see, if I, and then y'all gonna say, well, Sister Brightwell, are you saying that all those things that you went through because you didn't listen, you didn't do what your mother said. God had to show me that now, since you want to be disobedient to the vehicle that I gave you, I got to give you some hard, tough love. I tell my daughter, I said, don't go through cycles repeatedly. Because if you get it the first time, you won't have to repeat them. You say, well, that sounds so easy. It does. And what makes it more easier is that we set the example to let our children know as mothers that I've been through X, Y, and Z, so I did it so you wouldn't have to go through it. I took up that cross and carried it so you wouldn't have to carry that cross. Abuse, I took it up so that you could see what it looks like and you don't have to ever deal with that in your life. Drugs, I took it up so one day you never have to experience it. And even if you do, you'll know how to walk away from it. You say, well, Tia, I still don't get this. My mother, the vehicle to my destiny, she was the one that was guiding me to my purpose. But we didn't know it. Because, see, one thing my grandmother taught me was, she said, when you come into Christ, you don't even realize how nasty you were before Christ. And for family, you knew Grandma Rex. And Lord Jesus, I tell you, she could say some things. And when I got saved, sanctified and filled with the Holy Spirit, and I began to go and take her to the store, because I used to do it before I got saved. But she didn't like that person. She said, she would send a message, am I lying? She would say, don't send Tia. because my life was nasty. The things that I was embodied with was nasty. The streets had become my family. My family did not matter to me. Not because of nothing that they did, but because I couldn't see that my destiny and my purpose was greater. It was much greater than the things that I were in. And she said to me, I will not lie on my grandmother Rex. After I got saved, a couple of stores to the Walmart every first month, we was having this conversation. She said, oh, I'm so glad you changed because you was nasty. And I said, nasty, Grandma? She said, nasty. You didn't love yourself, and you didn't love nobody else. So even me getting saved taught me how to be a good mother, a mother that would give them the things in Christ, the things that they could really, really be successful in. Because you can have all the money in the world, all the degrees in the world, but if you ain't got Christ, you ain't got nothing. You can plan out your life. You can say, I'm X, Y, doing this, this, and God turned the whole thing upside down and say, you're not doing any of it. He can do that. He can do it. And so sometimes in those vehicles that are supposed to be guiding us, when we cause havoc on their lives, God begins to cause havoc in ours. Amen? Amen. Amen. So this is a message to say that my mother, I thank God because guess what? The things that I had to experience for being disrespectful to her, I had to come back and say, you know what, Mama, I wish that I had did it the way that you said. I wish that I would have listened. And guess what? So we say, well, Mama just talked to me so harsh. She be so mean. Anybody know my mama? She like 5.9 Keita. But even in that 5.9, she was telling me some things that she just wanted to save my life. She just wanted me to be a good mother to my children. Not that I was a bad mother, but I wasn't a mother that was saying, listen, we getting up, we going to church, we going to give God all the glory, all the praise, and then we found out that, guess what? You came through my womb because you were made to give God glory. From the oldest to the youngest. God only allowed you to exist so that you would give him glory. And if your life does not do that, God has even given me the option to say, Father, ask my older children. Okay, I told you what God said. You don't have to listen, but I'm going to be right here. And when you're ready to come right here, I'm going to be right here for you. But what I'm not going to do is, I ain't coming over here with you. Because my existence, my purpose cannot be lost. I've lost too much time. That I gotta gain back. There's so many women that are depending on me to be free. Come on. There are women in here that are waiting on you to be free. They're waiting. They're saying, God, that one that you gonna send my way, she gonna be the change of my life. She gonna help me understand what motherhood looks like. She gonna show me that, guess what? I don't have to have on no clothes to be sexy. Come on. Come on now. Because there's some women waiting on us to say this to them. You ain't got to let him beat you like that. I ain't talking about no made up stuff. I got somebody in my spirit right now. You don't have to let him hit you like that. Your existence, your purpose, your destiny is too great. He mad from Georgia Power, but he beat you up. You ain't even did it. He mad because it ain't no money in the house, but he won't go to work. My Lord. He said ain't no food in the refrigerator, but God gave you them food stamps for you and them babies. Well, you say, there's some women, some mothers now. And you say, well, do I have to be a biological mother? No. No. Do you know how many spiritual mothers that I have? One sitting right in here right now. Ones that had to pray for me even when I couldn't pray for myself. You say, that's a title. No, it's not. It's a God title. And God said we ought to be praying for our sisters and our brothers. Praying without cease is what he said. So sometimes we get caught up in titles and we're saying, oh, if I'm not doing this and I'm not a clergy, then God ain't calling me. The devil is a liar. He's calling you. He's calling you to tell that mother, this is how you need to go in that store and grocery shop for those babies and don't spend all your food stamps on junk food and soda because those babies need to eat healthy. Y'all saying all this going on? Yes! There's some mothers that's lost and they're taking the lives of their babies. They're killing their children because somebody was supposed to stop by at a certain time, but that person wasn't listening to God. So that person missed the mark. You ever heard them say the blood? I don't want the blood on my hands. But so many times the blood is on our hands because we miss that vehicle stop where God says, I need you to pull up on Park Avenue in Wahlberg and stay. I need you to pull up on Gwinnett and MLK. Stay right there. Because it's not your assignment. It's his assignment. Jesus understood that the things that he was destined to do was greater than him going back and forth with his mother. The things that he had to accomplish for us to live a life that was free from sin, judgment, condemnation, it was much greater than him going back and forth with his mother about turning water into wine. We miss the small stuff. And because we miss the small stuff, God can't bless us with the big stuff. How can he entrust you with this woman when confidentiality is not your key? Because you feel like, well, I'm going to testify and I'm going to tell Pastor Harris about Sister Katie and her business, but that ain't what God told you to do. Confidentiality and take it to the king in prayer. So that person, them shackles that's on her life can be free. Go with me one more time, scripture wise. I'm going to go to Romans 8. And 27. And the Bible says, and he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for saints according to the will of God. 28 says, and we know all things, and we know, saints, that all things work together for the good to them, the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. So my vehicle, my destiny, my purpose is all working together for the good. And not only for the good, but because I love Christ so much, it's for his will. And so while I'm going through my destiny and I'm going through my purpose and I'm saying, God, these pills are hard to swallow. But he said, it's already working together for your good. If you take this pill, the outcome, because you're doing it to the will of God, the outcome is good. But if you decide that you're going to pick and choose what battles that God puts you in front of, the pills he put you in front of, the people he put you in front of, then you have to now deal with the angry God. You say God get angry? When we are disobedient, don't our parents get angry? God is our father, so he gets angry as well. When we are kicking against what he's called us to do, what he's destined us to do, I'm not talking about perfect people. That's not this message. This message is that we would understand what we are as mothers. We have so much on the inside of us. And it's not just meant for us. We can't be selfish and think that God did all of this for me. He didn't. He did it for the next sister and the next sister and the next sister and the next and the next. So what you're saying? I'm saying that at that wedding when Jesus turned the water into wine, I believe that it was people there that went about telling what Jesus had done. There were people there that's now testifying of the work that's in his life, the good that's in his life. They're telling you about this man that can make water into wine, because guess what? That now they can see the greatness, and they're being used as a vehicle to connect what Jesus has done at this wedding for where he's going to be coming and what he's going to be doing. They're connecting it so that now, guess what they say? Well, Tia, where you been at? I've been before my God. People ask me, they say, well, where you been? I say, I've been hiding. Because God has the right time, the right season, the right climax that he will bring us out for the people. You say, huh? You just told me to testify. But every season ain't yours to testify. There are seasons set apart for you to testify. Then there's some set apart for you to intercede. Then there's some that's set aside for you to praise and worship. But whatever that season is, you need to know what it is. Because the lack of us as saints, yes, I'm going to go here, Jesus, hallelujah. That's why the churches are not filled. That's why people are not coming through those doors. Because we forget. You say, well, that must be me and you too. That means me too. Because I forget. I'm busy with my life, constantly doing stuff. But God is saying to all of us that we have to be a vehicle. Not just for our children. For children and children and children and women to come. We are those vehicles. Saints, we are those vehicles. And if we're not doing and saying what God has called us to say, or what our pastor is teaching us, amen, then we are not fulfilling the will of God, but the will of the flesh. If you don't take anything from this message today, if you don't see anything in this message today, know that you have been chosen for a time such as this to be a vehicle. To be a vehicle. God uses us as instruments. Sometimes even different instruments, because he said it takes the foolish things to confound the wise. So that would look foolish. And you know what I was going to wear this morning? Just to be out of the box. My bands. I was going to wear my tennis with my dress. Because we miss the mark as people of God. Because in our minds, we're looking for this one-stop shop of what Christianity looks like. We have it confused because we're concerned that, you know, they didn't do communion on the first Sunday. And then the ladies didn't have on the big hats on this Sunday either. And so the people out in the world, they're saying, I want to come in. I want to join. I want to be a part of the body. But it's so much rules. It's just too much. Why can't you just tell me that Jesus loves me? Tell me that God will forgive me for my nastiness and my sins and all the things that keep me from growing and being in him. Why can't you just put your arms around me? Why do you got to tell me how to dress in church? You say, what? Yes. I thought when you fish, you put the fishing rod together with the string, the bait. Then you drop it. You can't fish without bait. Because there's nothing for the thing to latch on, because it's not going to latch on to just a hook. I remember going fishing. Or if I wanted to crab, I wouldn't just drop an empty nest
in the water, I would tie some chicken. Come on now, some chicken to my net. That's what my granddaddy taught us now. And I drop it. I think even one time I caught an eel, and I thought it was a snake. But in order for me to get something, I had to put something there. And we fail because we don't put anything there. We're thinking that God wants me to come out the door and say, come to church, or you're going to die. And that person just walked off and said, oh, no. No. But love covers a multitude of sins. Love covers people when they are hurting. And the blood of Jesus, we even don't even know what the blood means anymore, when we can say that the blood will cover. You say, I don't want them sinners up in here, them demons. But if we got the power of the Holy Ghost, we can command every demon to sit down. So yes, this message today, it's not one that I would say even that is so famous, but it's one that we must understand that not only are the biological mothers that God is giving us vehicles, but everybody that he has placed in our lives, they're vehicles to our destiny. Everyone that he's giving and assigned to us plays a part of your purpose and your destiny. And your ears should not be closed to those people. Amen? Your ears should not be closed to your mothers. Your ears should not be closed to your pastor. Your ears shouldn't even be closed to your spiritual mothers, the people that God has given us. We have to hear. Because our children then begin to exemplify the things that we do. We say, how did disobedience get in my house? You were the first partaker of it. You were disobedient. So God said, I have to let it now trickle down so you can see it from this angle. So you don't have children. There's something that you may be working on, whether you are a leader at work. And you say, well, hey, every time I say something to Tia, she give me a hard time and I'm her boss. Because you have not yet exemplified how to be a follower. So you automatically assume leadership is me telling you what to do, you doing it right now, and if you say something, that's your job. See, we as Christians, we got to change that. We should be exemplifying the love of Jesus in any and every atmosphere that we enter in. You did not hear Jesus only question his mother, but how many times? Once. And after that once, he then humbled himself. And he fulfilled what she asked. Please stand, y'all. Stand on up. Amen. 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 Father, I do thank you for using me. God, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. I thank you for your love on. I thank you for mothers in this room, oh God. Women that have been mothers, oh God. Hallelujah. Women that have entered into others' lives, oh God, to give them strength, to give them confidence, oh God, to help them stand flat-footed, oh God, and to most of all, love themselves, oh God. We thank you for how you connect us, oh God, as Christians, oh God. God, how you want to use us, oh God, even the more in our lives, oh God. We say yes this morning, Jesus. We say yes this morning, God. Our answer is yes, oh God. Our answer is yes, oh God. For your will, for your way, God, we surrender. And we thank you for it now, for restoration, for strength in this room, oh God. For every person that's in the midst of being a vehicle for somebody else, oh God. God, we ask that you gird them up with your Holy Ghost, oh God, and empower them, oh God, to be all they need to be in the lives of your people, oh God. To be an oracle for you, God. To be an ambassador for you, Christ. And we thank you now, for it's in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Give God a praise. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
give God glory. Amen. We give God glory. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Y'all praying for me? Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Thank you, God. Come on, give God a praise in here. I don't know where Minister Tia went, but I sure never saw that part in that scripture. Amen. 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 Mary, let Jesus know I'm still your mama. Amen. I don't care how great we get. I'm still your mama. Amen. Amen. I don't care how many thousands you sing in front of. Amen. I'm still your mama. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Y'all give God a praise. Amen. Amen. At this time, the doors of the church are open. Amen. Come on, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Father, we thank you now for the word of encouragement and truthfulness, O God, of honesty, O Lord, this word, O God, that has set us up, O God, to get it right, Lord. We thank you for the vehicle that you use to bring this word, O God, and we thank you, Lord. And, O God, at this time, O Father, if there is any among us, O Lord, who do not know you in the pardon of their sins, we open the doors of this house, O God. We open our hearts more so, Father, and we ask them to come at this time, O God. If there's any among us, O God, who are not sure and very sure that if you should crack the sky right now, that they are saved, O God, and that you will, O God, call them up to meet you. We ask, O Father, that you touch their hearts to come even right now, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Father, now we ask forgiveness for all of us in this place, O God. We lift our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, O God, and we plead the blood of Jesus over ourselves, O Father. O God, we confess with our mouths and we believe in our hearts that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, O God, that you did it, Lord. And O God, we know that if we do that thing, O God, you said that we are saved. Everybody who agrees, say amen,
amen.
And amen. 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 Come on, give him a praise in this place. Amen. It's giving time at this time. Amen. We ask you to prepare.